News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, the government's planned inquiry into Children's Health Ireland is on the brink of collapse. This is after groups representing affected families withdrew from the scoping process. Joining me now is Amanda Coughlin of the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group. Amanda, your problem with the manner in which the inquiry is being run is what?
Hi, morning. Thanks for having us on. So I suppose if we can just go back a little bit in relation to this, just to explain to your listeners who we are. We're the Paediatric Advocacy Group. We're parents of children who have been failed by Children's Health Ireland. We represent and we work collaboratively with the Scoliosis Advocacy Network. We represent approximately 900 families. On the 12th of November 2025, after almost a decade of working both collaboratively with CHI for a period and then advocating on behalf of all these families, we sat down with the Taoiseach, or with the Tánaiste, and the Minister for Health, where it was finally agreed that a statutory inquiry was required to look at what had gone on within CHI. At that meeting, we got a number of key things promised, and those things have not happened. So I suppose that's where our problem lies in the beginning. So
now, prime amongst them is what? What do you feel you've been left down on?
First of all, the first thing that was meant to happen in relation to that is a memo was meant to go to government in relation to the statutory inquiry. That memo went, but in principle, that memo was supposed to say that in principle, the inquiry would be a tribunal of inquiry. Families are very... feel that that's the best modality for us to achieve what we want, which is the truth of what has happened and what has been allowed to transpire for all of these children. That was agreed in principle. That was not included in the memo, first and foremost. The second thing that this was meant to be, a transparent, child-centred and family-centred process. That has not happened. The minister then, we were supposed to, in agreement with the minister, a mediator was meant to be put in place. That was to be an agreement between us. That person was to be independent. There is a legal definition for a mediator. There's not a legal definition for what we have now, which is a facilitator. The minister went ahead and placed Remy Farrell. And this isn't an issue with Mr. Farrell. I just want to make that perfectly clear from the onset. This is an issue with his job and what he is trying to do. This is an issue with the tools that the minister has given Mr. Farrell to complete his job.
Okay, well, on that note, we've received a statement from the Department of Health saying the minister remains committed to supporting the facilitation process and encourages all stakeholders to engage fully with the facilitator as his work continues. You won't be doing that.
Well, look, I'm delighted that you got a statement from the minister, because that's more than we've gotten. And we've been trying to engage with the minister for the last number of months to highlight why we have an issue with this process, and we have received no communication back. So I suppose the first thing, we won't be engaging because this in this process, for the simple fact of the matter, this is not, we're happy to engage, but this is not the process we were promised. We were promised a collaborative and partnership approach to this process. That's not what has happened. The facilitator has been put in place in relation to this. She's decided on on the terms that he's engaged. She's decided on what he can and can't address. And she didn't make any provision for the access of CHI commissioned reports to any of us.
And in listening to you, Amanda, obviously you've delineated what your specific concerns are. It sounds like you're furious.
Yeah, of course we're furious. We're furious because yet again, here we are as advocates, and we're a voluntary organisation trying to fight and trying to advocate for these families. Like, and trying to, how are we expected to engage in a process where we are at a disadvantage? How can the Minister for Health look us in the eye and to expect us to come to a table and engage in a process that is flawed, where we are coming at disadvantage to the facilitator because we don't have all the information, information that is about our children? The other problem that, and this is a huge red flag for us in relation to this, is the Minister for Health has put in what they call a duplication clause within this scope and exercise. That means where an issue has been covered in a non-disclosed CHI commissioned report, it may not be covered in the tribunal. We represent a huge cohort of families that are unfortunately are bereaved parents. This means that in one of these many, if you've seen the letter that we've sent to TDs and senators, there's an appendix at the bottom of that with a list of undisclosed commissioned reports by CHI. So if, unfortunately, a bereaved family's child has been subject to one of those reports, the fact of the matter is that this may stop them from being included in the terms of reference.
And that has an impact, in your view, and on transparency. Amanda, thank you. Amanda Coughlin of the Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Paediatric Advocacy Group. 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.